Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about tracking the consumer of our beef products. John Lundeen joins us in just a moment.
I remember hitting the fairway at Sequoia before the dew had even dried.
I remember taking my first lesson at Fort Cobb.
I remember the views of Lake Eufaula from Arrowhead.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks golf courses mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember that 12-foot waterfall on the 16th hole at Lake Murray.
I remember staying at Lakeview Lodge and playing Cedar Creek every single morning.
I remember playing at Grand Cherokee in the morning and swimming in Grand Lake all afternoon.
Golfers of all ages have agreed that from the rocky canyons of Roman Nose to the pine forests of Cedar Creek, this great state offers some of the most diverse golfing terrain in the nation. And in some parks, you can stay where you play, in a lodge, secluded cabin, or campground. Spend some time in an Oklahoma State park. And don't forget, you can reserve a tee time online, because golfing the state's most beautiful landscapes is nothing short of memorable. For more information about Oklahoma State Park golf courses, visit travelok.com.
He's the executive director for market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. John Lundeen talked at the recent cattle industry convention in San Antonio about some of the consumer trends they're spotting these days, as well as potential shifts in beef demand as those attitudes of the consumers do change. We talked with John about how you keep up with today's consumer.
John, tell me a little bit about this whole concept of trying to keep up with where the consumer is. It's kind of like such a dynamic situation. It's very hard to track.
Well, I'm going to start by saying, first of all, the number one thing is still the number one thing, and that's taste. Okay? And that's always been why we eat food. We eat food because it's great tasting. What's happened is other desires have expanded. So people expect more of their food. I use the example, people expect more of their cell phone. They expect more of their TV. They expect more of their food. So the next thing into the equation was nutrition. I not only wanted to taste great, I wanted to provide great nutrition. Okay? Now, for a small percentage of consumers, they're also starting to say, okay, guess what? I'd like to know it's good for the planet. I'd like to know that it's sustainable. Okay? So what's happening is, I start with great taste. That's still what brings people to the table. But these other desires are expanding. And that's just, the consumer has always gotten more and more from their products. And they're going to want more and more from beef in the future.
So as they make these additional demands, how do we respond as we promote or as we try to sell our product?
Well, it's hard to tell consumers everything about your product. You know, they just don't have enough time to listen to everything. So first and foremost, we want to be seen as a good industry. Industry that protects people, protects the land, takes care of their animals, makes a great product. Okay? It's kind of like this umbrella. Okay? If you gain that level of trust with the consumer, they're going to believe in you. Now, a certain percentage of consumers are going to dig deeper. And they want that information on a website. And guess what? If we don't give the information to them, somebody else is going to give them negative information. So we've got to be good about, for that group of consumers that want to dig deeper, we've got to be ready and give them the answers.
The executive director of market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, John Lundeen, who says the cattle industry's got a whole host of websites at www.beef.org. And if you go there, you'll see a lot of information available, not just for the producer, but especially for the consumer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, you don't want to miss the Glover Cattle Company's annual bull sale coming Wednesday, March 3rd at the ranch in Elgin, Oklahoma. Ronnie and Tyler Glover will be offering 66 18-month to 2-year-old Angus bulls with EPDs that showcase moderate birth weights, excellent growth, and superior carcass value. Also selling that day will be 80 spring calving 2-year-old commercial pairs. Call Glover Cattle Company at 580-595-1494 or for a catalog, go to www.nationalcattle.com. March 3rd, Glover Cattle Company bull sale. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.